And I said, they went and prayed for 10 days, and the power came. I said, when the power came, the tongues of fire fell upon their heads. And I said, Peter went out that day and won 3,000 people to Christ in one day. I said, it's obviously something really changed in this boy's life. Something serious changed. Now then, I said, I need some places in the Word of God to show me or explain to me how this infilling power of the Holy Ghost comes. How do we get him? Because I want that. So I began to read and study. And I went through the book of John. I went through the book of Acts. And of course, in the book of Acts, I found all of these things. But in the book of Acts, I found, first of all, in chapters 1 and 2, where they went and prayed for 10 days. And then I found where they, although they got the infilling power, and they were filled to overflowing with the Holy Ghost, only a few days or a few weeks later, they were back up there praying again because the power had gone. And they were back up there praying and everything and asking God to fill them with the Holy Ghost. And it says, and the Holy Ghost filled them. And the place was shaken. So I said, once you get this infilling power, I'm learning a lot of things. Once you get the infilling power, it doesn't stay. You use it up. It's kind of like fuel in your car. You got to refuel your car every once in a while. If you drive it a lot, you got to refuel it a lot. If you use it all day long and drive somewhere, you may have to fill it up two or three times in one day. So what do? You ask the Father in Jesus' name to fill you with the infilling power and fire of the Holy Ghost. And then if you're really out active doing things for the kingdom, every couple hours say, Father, in the name of Jesus, top me off. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and power. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost because I'm about your business. If you're not witnessing, not ministering, not doing a whole lot for Jesus, just kind of talking about Jesus every once in a while and maybe praying for somebody once or twice or three or four times a day, one time a day is enough. You can ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Ghost and power every morning, and you'll probably have enough power to run all day. But if you're really doing things for the kingdom, once is not enough. You need to really be asking the Lord to fill you to overflowing. Now then, how can you get this overflowing power of the Holy Spirit? Well, there's several examples in the book of Acts. I mean, one time in chapter 8, they're talking about getting the Holy Ghost, and these people didn't even know there was a Holy Ghost, and they wanted to know how to receive this, and of course, they lay hands on you. You know, or they pray for you. In the book of Acts, it shows us the examples here of how we can receive the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. When you get a hold of this and you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then when you pray and seek Him, because in Luke 11:13, the Lord says, to those children of mine that ask, I fill them with the Holy Spirit. Now then, He also tells us in the book of Acts that He only gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey. So if you're not obeying God, chances are you won't get the Holy Ghost. But if you are obeying Him, you will get the Holy Ghost. Now, when you ask in faith. Now you got to ask in faith, believing, nothing wavering. Because He clearly tells you in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, if you ask, thinking, well, I'm not sure I'm going to get this Holy Ghost. I hope I get it. I'm going to go, maybe I'll get it. No, you're not going to get it. You need to wait till you know beyond a shadow of doubt, and you don't have to go to some big meeting somewhere to get the Holy Ghost. You can ask the Father in Jesus' name to baptize you with the Holy Ghost yourself at home. That's how simple it is. He said, just ask the Father in my name, and He will fill you with the Holy Spirit. Not hard at all. Then whenever you ask in faith, believing you have Him. And then go out and start acting on the Word of God. Somebody said, what do you mean acting? First of all, you need to get in the Word and study. When you get in the Word and study the Word of God, you will begin to see these great and awesome promises of what you can do in the name of Jesus. And when you get the Holy Ghost and you start reading, now then that Holy Ghost will become your teacher. He will show you these great and awesome truths in the Word of God. Now, sometimes when these people got the Holy Ghost, it came upon them with such great power. One time there was tongues, came up a fire on the people's head. I don't know of another case like that in the Bible. Now, there may have been other cases since then. Jesus can definitely do that. But when he baptized me with the Holy Ghost, I'm driving down the road in my pickup, just me and God. I started to say, I'm by myself, but I was not. You're never by yourself. God never will leave you nor forsake you. So he has you with him all the time. I was riding down the road, and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe this infilling power of the Holy Ghost is real. I've been raised up in a Southern Baptist church. They don't do a lot of talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I don't know why, because it's in God's Word, but they just don't. I didn't learn it in church. I learned it reading the Word of God on my own. So as I read it, and I looked at all those examples and experiences, like, for instance, when you go into the Acts chapter 10, when you go to Acts chapter 10, Cornelius had a vision. I mean, here he's praying. He's a Gentile, but he's a man of God. He loves God with all his heart. He gives money to the synagogues all the time because he's a giver. God knows when you give something to him. He knows. He's kept record. He knows exactly how much you've given. You might forget a few dollars here and there, but God won't never forget them. He keeps great records, so he knows whether you tithe or you don't tithe or whatever. So Cornelius had been praying. He'd been giving alms, money to the church, and all of a sudden an angel appeared to him. That don't happen too often either, but it did in this case. An angel appeared, and it kind of startled him, and the angel said, go send somebody to Joppa to get Peter, because Peter has a message for you. Well, now, just think. The God knows exactly where every one of his men are located that has his word. And he knew Peter was prepared to teach the gospel. He knew he was full of the Holy Ghost and power. So, he sent a man from Cornelius' house to get Peter and bring him over there. And, of course, just before he got there, God gave him a vision about a sheet letting down heaven three times with all kinds of unclean beings in it. And Peter didn't know what this meant. But the Lord did tell him, said, kill and eat out of there. And Peter said, no, Lord. Now just think, God told him to do that. But he would not. And he said, Lord, nothing ever unclean has entered my body. No, I will not kill those unclean animals and eat them. The Lord says, Peter, how dare you call that unclean which I have cleaned? See what he was trying to show Peter? I'm fixing to send you to a bunch of Gentiles. I know you don't believe they can be saved, but I can wash them and clean them just like I did you. So you believe when you get there. When you get there, you just do what I tell you. So when Cornelius' man come and got him, he took him back over there, Peter started preaching the gospel. Now, Peter's preaching and teaching about the kingdom of God and about the Holy Ghost. He's telling them all about it. And it says, while he's preaching, the Holy Spirit fell upon all of them, and they began to prophesy, speak in tongues, and glorify God. Now, these are the things that happen to you when you get the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. You really get full of the Holy Ghost, and if you keep him full in you every day, you won't have a problem of being able to do great things for the kingdom of God. It won't be a problem. But if you don't ask the Lord every day, Lord, fill me, overflowing every day. Lord, fill me. I want to be full of your Holy Ghost. I want to see your glory. So you start standing on the word like that. You start believing God, and guarantee you, just like it happened there, the Holy Ghost will come and he will fill you. And just like Peter, when he spoke the words there, that Cornelius and his bunch, they were not even saved. They didn't even know Jesus, but just by hearing the word, when Peter preached it, the Holy Ghost came upon them and filled them, and now there was no flames of fire on them. And they had not prayed for 10 days or nothing. Peter came and just preached the word. But I can tell you, he's preaching about the Holy Ghost. He's telling them who he was. And he came and he fell on all these people. And all these people began to prophesy and worship God and everything. And power came upon them. So see, Peter's still getting people saved. The power comes upon you to witness. And you can, without the Holy Ghost, it's virtually impossible for you to pray anybody through and get them saved. But with the Holy Ghost and him working through you and with you, it's very easy to get people saved and healed. Because I never saw anybody get healed until I got the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. And from that day to this, I could not tell you how many thousand people I've seen healed. How many thousand answers to prayer I have seen God do. But I've seen him do tremendous things. Well, another example now where these people got filled with the Holy Ghost, they weren't even saved. But we go to Acts chapter 19, and Paul heard that some people had received the Jesus, and he went over there and he said, are you all saved? And they're all saved. He says, did you receive the Holy Ghost when you believed? And you think, now wait a minute. Some people will tell you can't get anything extra. There's no such thing as a second event called the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. But if there's no such thing as a second event called the infilling power of the Holy Ghost, then why would an educated man like Paul ask you that question? Did you receive the Holy Ghost when you believed? They said no. Well then, whose name were you baptized in? They said, in the name of John. He said, John's baptism is a baptism of repentance. He said, what you guys need to do, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus. In other words, God. So, they were rebaptized. Paul baptized them, or somebody that was with him did. But did anything happen? No. But then it says, and Paul laid his hands on them. And when he laid his hands on them and prayed for them, then the infilling power of the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they began to speak in tongues, they began to prophesy, and great power come upon these people. Now, if you want to get lost people saved, the next session we're going to go through the prayer to show you how to get a lost person saved. But you need the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. If you don't have it, you need to ask the Father in the name of Jesus to fill you to overflowing with that power. And once you get it, then nothing will be impossible with you.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.